Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
The Gallon Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Latwan La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, Patsy visited Coretta early in the morning and saw Ignatius, who had slept over. She told Coretta that her accusation about Ignatius and Marva was wrong because he was having a relationship with someone else. She left and immediately told Shelley that Ignatius had slept at Coretta's home. Shelley went home and begged Ignatius to reconsider his intention to divorce her, and he recanted. Denzel met Unique and they discussed council matters, especially with regard to the youths in Murondoy. Right now, Ignatius is visiting Sunny.
Morning, Sonny.
Hi, Ignatius. Morning.
How things going, Mr. Village Chairman?
I just come from Pittman Avenue. A lady called to complain about the trench, so we got to take care of that.
Nice, nice, good going.
And every minute is somebody calling me phone or coming here. People want to help them find work. They want to build over their fence. Talk to the misbehaving children. Like these people don't understand.
Well, NDCs are responsible for improving the people's living standards. You can't vex that they're holding you accountable.
No, we can talk to people, children, and make them behave, though.
Maybe it's a case you could share your story with them. Let them know where you come from to where you are now.
I suppose.
You got to inspire the people, Sonny.
Right now, I want the NDC to focus on sanitation and infrastructure. And some projects got to be implemented. The roads, the bridges, and buildings.
Well, you know you have the full backing of the people.
I know, man.
You just have to keep focused and don't let anybody distract you.
I got my head on.
Don't let BB stress you out like how my wife is trying to stress me out.
It's what's going on with you and Shelly.
I had to throw she out this week and threatened to divorce her.
What? You serious, Ignatius?
Yes, sometimes you have to take drastic measures to get these women in line.
Oh. Same old Ignatius, eh?
Same one.
So you are good now?
Better. She begged like a dog last night. I didn't really realize that she actually loves me.
Oh, I see.
But I'm afraid.
Of what?
I did something the other night that might come back to bite me.
What you do, man?
I can't even tell you. Right now, I don't even know why I did it. But if Shelly find out, she gonna get more crazy.
Well, I hope y'all sort it out.
Sonny, I love women.
Me too?
Yes, but you ever step out on BB?
Ah, man, let me change the subject, yeah?
All right, partner. But I tell you, I love women, and sometimes you just see a nice thing that you just got to have.
Sounds like you're fearing again.
Nah, I seen a nice young one in town, though.
How young?
Wrong Shelly age. In she 30s. But she bad for this. This girl does just spin me head.
Ignatius?
I helping she, though. She got about 7 children.
What?
How you think she end up with them? Man can't resist.
Look, look, buddy. I wish you good luck. And I hope Shelly ain't find out.
Nah. I got Shelly right where I want she. She ain't going nowhere.
Chinese personalities plus
your Auntie Marshall, you okay?
How then, sir?
What happened?
I was just thinking about Alexis. She's not even calling us.
Yeah, true. And we don't even know the people she's living with.
She said it's Malachi's cousin and his girlfriend.
Yeah, but we don't know them.
I just wish she would come home.
Me too.
Yeah. Denzel, there is something else bothering me.
What's that, Auntie Marcel?
I took Simon's money.
What?
He gave me $5 million.
Five? Wow.
But now I want to give it back. My conscience is bothering me.
Oh.
And I haven't even told your mother that I have it.
Wow.
I'm so torn.
Why you take it, Auntie Myrtle?
At the time, I just thought it could help us out. Catalina's salon, you and Alexis thought...
Oh, we know Alexis doesn't need it anymore. She has a rich husband.
Yeah.
Before you decide to give it back, I think you should talk to Mommy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, the money could do some good for us. And Simon isn't bothering us anymore.
I hope he doesn't bother anyone.
The only people he might be bothering is the village council. And that's not a bad thing. We have to hold these leaders answerable for what they said they would do.
I know.
So just wait and talk to Mommy.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
So everything is okay in school?
Yeah. Wait, I tell you who I run into the other day.
Who?
Our village councillor, Unique Boston.
I'm sure you were ecstatic.
Yeah, I just saw her sitting there. She's so beautiful, Auntie Myrtle.
You have a crush on her, eh?
Yeah, but my Unique ain't gonna take no 16-year-old seriously.
And she's getting married.
Yeah, to Kevin. I really don't know what she's seeing him. He's a skinny.
Well, maybe that's what she likes.
I tell you, bye, if I was just a few years older, that would have been my girl.
Well, you need to look for a girl your own age.
Well, most girls my age ain't mature enough to be my girlfriend. All they're concerned about is texting, if you could buy them a 2-piece chicken, and sex.
Well, you be careful with them, eh?
Yeah, that's why I'm single.
There's no rush, Denzel. You're only 16.
Yeah. But if I only got a chance with Unique.
Oh my gosh. You really like her, eh?
Yeah. I just dream about her now, man. You know? And her skin is so smooth. And you know them dimples and...
Oh, all right. I think you need to go and take a walk. Or better yet, a run.
Yeah, I think you're right, Auntie Myrtle.
And don't say anything to your mother about what I told you, you know. I will talk with her.
Okay.
Malachi, son, it's good to hear from you.
How's it going, Dad?
I can't complain.
Okay.
How are things with you since we last spoke?
I miss Guyana.
Have you started the process to get her there?
I have.
Oh, good.
But, Dad, I want you to do something for me.
What?
When I spoke to her earlier, she didn't sound too happy.
Isn't that because she misses you too?
Nah, it's something else. I could tell.
What do you suspect?
I don't know. When I asked Cousin Brian if everything was okay, he said she's hardly been eating, just locking herself in her room most of the time when she's not at school.
Hmm.
But when I ask her, she keeps telling me that she's fine.
Hmm.
I told her to make friends with Brian's girl. But she hasn't made any effort.
I just think it's because it's new. Remember, you married her and now she's living with new people. It's a bit much.
Yeah, I know.
Just give it some time.
But will you please just visit for me, Dad? Just let her know that she can call you if anything.
Alright. I'll try to stop in soon.
Thanks.
Is that a baby I'm hearing in the background?
Yeah.
Whose baby is that?
Babysitting for my friend.
Babysitting? Since when do you do babysitting?
Well, she didn't have anyone to keep him, so I just told her to bring him here.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old is this baby?
6 months.
And who's his mother?
You remember my friend Sheree, right?
Not really. You know, I never really paid attention to your girlfriends.
Okay, Dad.
Who is the baby's father?
Just some guy. He's not in his life.
I see.
Anyway, sounds like Sheree just got back. I'm gonna talk to you later.
Okay, son. Bye. My son, eh? Just some guy. I will do some digging. Anyway, let me call this lady.
Hello?
Hi, Miss Myrtle. Good afternoon.
Simon, how can I help you?
I notice you have not cashed the check.
Oh.
You don't need the money?
Look, I just haven't gotten a room date. Soon.
I see.
Is that all?
Have you spoken to Alexis?
We haven't been really hearing from her. Is she okay?
Well, as far as I know, yes. I'll swing by the house and check on her.
We don't know exactly where the house is. Alexis didn't even give us the address.
Oh.
Do you mind sending it to me, Simon?
Maybe she doesn't want you to know where she is living.
Please, Simon. We are worried that we have not heard from her.
I'm sure if you go and ask around, someone will show you where she's living. Everybody knows everybody in villages.
Okay. Thank you, Simon.
I will tell her to call you people.
Thank you.
Bye. I need to go and check on this child. I don't know why my son couldn't leave her alone. I'll find out what's going on with Miss Alexis.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Relationship difficulties, depression, family challenges. Grief and loss are some situations in our lives that can cause us to feel unlike ourselves. Are you facing any such situations? Have you considered counseling? It is time you talk to a professional counselor. Let's talk. Call the helpline on 223-0001, 223-0009, or 223-0818 to talk to a helpline counselor near you today. Your emotions are important.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.